Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Dalet Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finally complete today Siman Tof Nun Aleph, which is a beautiful Siman dealing with all the different kashering halachas of kashering chometzdik utensils for Pesach. And we begin with Siv Chav Vav. The Mechaber tells us, Kleis Chuchas, glass utensils. Until now we've been talking about glazed or other types of utensils. Here we're now talking about pure glass, which we've alluded to many times already. Afilu machnisin lekium, even if they were used for chometzdika things that were kept there for a permanent basis. So you have, for example, a chometzdika drink, for example, that's in this glass bottle, and it could be there for days, weeks. Afilu mishtamish b'mchan, and even if it was used, the glass utensil was used even for hot chometzdika stuff. The Mechaber's opinion is very makel, ein srichim shum hechsher. It doesn't require any sort of kashering. All you have to do is clean it out. Why? She'enon bolin, because they don't absorb. And therefore, the only chometz that's there is what's inside the utensil. U'bishtifo b'yama sagilu. As long as you clean it out, you rinse it out, and remove any be'en chometz, so then it is perfectly good. That is the Mechaber's makel opinion over here. The Mishneh Berurah brings down in Sif Kotten Kuf Nun Aleph, Hainu shehichnis chometz l'solchan sheyiskayim shom. He says that which we said it's machnis and lakiyim is even if it's there for a long period of time, you're storing it. You have a glass container that you put in some chometz they could drink. Sivkot and kufrin beis va'afilu mishtamish b'mechamim. Even if it was used for hot chometz, hainu shebekvius on a regular basis, even mishtamish b'mechamim was used for hot chometz. Nevertheless, the Mechaber's opinion is you don't require hagola. Why? Sivkot and kufrin gimel. It doesn't absorb. Sheinam bolim. Lefi shechalokim, because it's very smooth, kashim and hard, and therefore no chometz can get inside even via heat. However, then we bring down the more machmir opinion of the Ramah. Hagah. The Ramah says v'yesh machmirim. There are those that are machmir over here. And they hold the omrim, the clay zuchuches, glassware, afilu hagola, lo mahanilu. It isn't even good to kash them with hagola. And he says, v'chein haminog b'yashkenaz u'medinos elu. He brings down from the smag and the augur that this was the Germanic custom, this was the Ashkenazi community custom in Europe. Now, the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kufnin Dalet why. Why were they machmir? He says, Hatam, the reason he gives the sphere a little bit because they hold the clay zuchuch is how do you get glass? Ho, uschilas briyosum and achol. It comes from sand, and sand is like earthenware. And therefore, hareyu kichlicharis, it has halachically the same potential as earthenware. Shane yodse mi de dof yoliolim, that the blios that go inside earthenware never come out. Vafilo ayet hagola, and it won't even come out via hagola. And therefore, v'yaf agav dish tashmisho bitzon, and even though it was used for cold, since glasses are sometimes used for hot, so you may have, let's say, soda in there, but every now and then you'll have a chometzdik, a hot coffee or tea in there, let's say. Like we learned yesterday here in the Ramah, that you have to be concerned, even sometimes for things that aren't a regular usage, and therefore the machmirim opinion over here that the Ramah brings down is that you can't go and kasher it. And he says, v'chein haminog, sivkot and kufnon hei, ubediyevit im hoya rov tashmish chomet shalo b'tzonein, if the majority usage, however, were to be with cold, and only v'ata nishtamish bo matzah b'chamim b'lo shum hechsher, and now you put something hot that is pesachtik over there in this glass utensil, so then it would be mutter. However, even higher rov tashmishu b'chamim, but if the majority usage was with hot during the year, oh, I feel b'tzonin el shrov upon him derech lahashos mashke chometz besoch meisleis, or even if it wasn't used for hot, but you did store stuff in there for more than 24 hours on a regular basis, so then even b'di'evet os ap b'di'evet osur hachamin shemishtam shubo. Then if you put hot pesach stuff inside such a utensil without having kashered it in any way, so then you would in fact not be allowed to use it. Unless elim kenich shiro mitchila ayde hagola, unless you did hagola on it, and then b'di'evit would be good, or ayde milui ve'eru, as we talked about the chanal b'siv chafalot that you could do for 3 24-hour consecutive periods of time and kasher it in that fashion. The issue footnote number 133 brings down. If you're not sure if it's chometz or not, then Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how Yigas Moshe brings down, in that situation, you could be makel over here and be machshirit ayidei this irui. And likewise, even if it was used for hot over here, gam im mishtamshu bo b'chamim, if you're not sure that it was chometz, then you could rely upon a more makel opinion over here and use it b'di'evit. Likewise, the Mishneh Berurah continues, says, "Ubehevsid meruba." If there's a large financial loss over here, yesh l'tzad l'hokalach b'zeh, you can also rely upon the more lenient opinion over here, especially if it was after Me'eis Leis, because it was more than 24-hour period of time that it was used, then it's a negative taste, and there's room to be makel with a negative taste. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kufnu and Vavi says nowadays in Medinos Elu b'machmir over here umikal makum b'makum she'ain b'nimso kleiz chuches. However, he brings down a makel opinion, even according to this machmir opinion, says if there is no place to buy glasses over here, ve'en lo kosas u'shar kelim, and he doesn't have anything else. He has one set, and that's it. So then he brings down for the chayadim, because of chayadim, the yochel lismoch l'hokel and akosin yofe yochve. Then as long as you clean out the glass well, you could go u'lachshiru ayde irui shlosha yomim. Then you could go and do the three times in a 24-hour period of time, each time. Pour it in water for 24 hours or more, and then pour it out, pour new water for 24 hours or more, pour it out, and then do it a third time, and then that would be good. That's the Iru Shlosh Yama that we've spoken about. However, in Dirshu 135, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that if it was used for something like liquor, which is very, very sharp, so then this Yayin Sraf is very, very Chorif, so then you can't rely upon this three times for 24 hours. And this is also the opinion of Shelos Chuvus Or Lutzion. And Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says she'ein lasos kein gam in loya yayin sraf munach b'hem elapokos b'chav dal shosi. Do this for liquor, even if the liquor was there for less than 24 hours. And he adds shem lo son bakbuk yayin sraf elashechar. But if it was for beer, then you could be makel over here, because beer, he says, even if it was more than 24 hours in a bakbuk enam yuchad shechar, as long as it wasn't permanently used always for beer, you can be makel. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Davka b'chli shepien shalhen rochav milamala." The only time that this would work to clean it out well is if there's a wide brim over here, and you can get something in there. Aval abal butlakas, which in the Tirgum number one he says is these bakbukim gedolim leichsun yain, these large barrels or glassware that you store wine in. Shepien shalhen tsar milamala. They're like a flask that has a beautiful narrow neck, bashmor nidbach betachtison, and you can't really get the dregs, the sediment down from the bottom. You can't get your hands in there to clean it well. And any kli that you can't clean out well because it's too narrow, then there is no way to be makshir, because there's going to have be chamins be'en potentially there. And he adds, even for cups, afilibakosos, where there is room to be makel, but mokum shenimso liknos chadashim, when you have the easy opportunity to go buy new cups for Pesach, in l'shanas haminik shenogu shalosh tamishbem, it certainly, one shouldn't change the more machmir opinion of the Ramah that we have as the minog, and use your glasses for chometzik and Pesach, if you can easily get new glasses for Pesach. Now, there's a couple of Dirshu footnotes over here that are really critical in modern usage. So, Dirshu footnote number 131 brings down a whole discussion about plastic. So, he brings down first from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayin Weiss, Zatzal, Shemuel lo hagola af lePesach. He has a very makel opinion, says you can kasher plastic for Pesach, from chometz dik at the Pesach dik. However, he says, Elo, shimishtamshu b'chli rishon, if it was used as a kli rishon, the plastic, so then there's a concern that you won't go and kasher it properly, so maybe you shouldn't do that. However, if it's not used as a kli rishon, then you can say kabbalah kach palto, and you can kasher it any way you want. And there's also the opinion of Shelos Chuvus Or Lutzion, shol lahagil kli plastic adayin sholu l'skalkel b'hagola. If you're concerned that you're not going to do the hagola right, then don't kasher kli plastic. Plastic utensils. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, on the other hand, he's more machmir, and he says she'en lahagil kli plastic l'pesach klal. You can't kasher something from chometz dik to pesach dik if it's plastic, no matter how it got the acquisition of the chometz inside the plastic. Now, this is a special chumra for chometz. He does allow you to be kashering it from other isurim, but just not from chometz dik to pesach dik. Rav Yashar Zatzal goes even one step further. Not only does he not allow you to kasher it from chometz dik to pesach dik, he doesn't even allow you to kasher it from other isurim by hagola. And this is also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal and Rav Ozan Zatzal. Hagola ain't a moila l'kli plastic at all. Then he brings down, if the kli plastic was only bala via kli sheni, so then Rav Yashiv says, efshar lachsiru b'hagola, then hagola will work on it over here, and there's also the opinion of Rav Ozan Zatzal. If you have a Teflon utensil, so this is a form of plastic, it's a base of plastic, so Rav Yashiv says over here, she'ein lachsiru b'hagola, you can't kasher Teflon, because it's a plastic-like utensil. This opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz as well as Zatzal and Rav Ozan Zatzal. On the other hand, Rav Moshe here is Mekel. Rav Moshe Zatzal says, "She'ef shalach shir kli hametzupa teflon ayideh hagol b'kli rishon." He says you can kasher teflon via hagol and kli rishon, as long as the teflon was not used within 24 hours. It's not a ben yomo, because then it's only safek mi d'rabbanan over here, and he's Mekel. He says, however, legabi Pesach, he says, yesh l'hachmer b'zeh. But in regards to kashering from chometz dik to pesach dik, you should still be machmer over here and not do this. However, he says, le'inyan hachshoras machavas teflon chadosha, a brand new teflon utensil that may have non-kosher oils and grease in it. So then Rav Ozan Zatzal brings down, dai lachshir b'hagola. Then you can kasher that with hagola. He brings down as well, Likewise, if you fried an egg on it, they may have had a blutstrup. It may have had a little bit of blood in there. He says you can also kasher that by hagola after you waited more than 24 hours from the time of the absorption of this blutstrup. And he says, Rov ha-beitzim ein safna mi'ara. It's not really blood that you're dealing with over here. It's what's called safna mi'ara. It's not from fertilized from a rooster. And therefore, he says this blood isn't really necessary. If you wait 24 hours, you can go and kasher it. What about various types of synthetic rubbers? So if it's made migumi, so Rav Moshe finds that's on the Igros Moshe, also brings down that if it's made through synthetic, a chemical type of rubber over here, he says, Chomer chodosh shelo nimsa b'divrei hakamonim. This is obviously new. They never had it previously. He says, Ein lahatir lahagilo. We don't allow kashering with hagola. He says, however, if the rubber came from wood, from sap, from a tree, then mo lachshirei de'agola. Then it does work with hagola. And he adds, Sha'av kishyesh sofek shemam urbo chomer kimi afshol lahagilo. He says, even if it's only a question, maybe there's some synthetic chemical product over here, you can do hagola on it as well. Because the whole din is already in the rabbanon, and sofek rabbanon lekula. This is the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Zatzal as well, in regards to for mica, or something called chipboard, sivis. She'en lach shiro ba'agola, you shouldn't be kashering it via ha'agola, kiv shalo yidua im chomer zeh bo'leo b'cholev, because you're not really sure that it's absorbed or not. On the other hand, the Shelus Yeshua's Oled Tzion brings down, Shemo lahagil kelim asurim miminim chadoshim, all these new synthetic materials, you can go and kasher them, because lo his parish b'kadbonim ketzad l'chshirim, because the earlier great sages and Torah gedolim, they didn't have this, and therefore, only Kli Charis ain't a moy lagola. The only one that we can't do hagola on is Kli Charis, but all the others you can. Because only by Kli Charis, the Torah says, it's not able to get the blias out. The other ones, we don't know that. And therefore, if we think that we can get the blias out, it would be acceptable. The issue footnote 132 brings down from the Prima Gadim regarding other Yisurim that are absorbed into Kli Zechuchis, into glassware, not Chometz. So he brings down from the Knesset Sagdola, and he says, She'ein Kli HaZechuchis Zrichim HaGol HaKlal. The other opinions hold that this is only a Chumra by Pesach and not by other Yisurim. And he brings down, Rak BePesach Machmirim B'zeh. And the reason is because Mishum Chumras Chometz, because of the Chumras that we apply to Chometz. And this is all opinions Stei Chemet over here as well, in the name of the Hakel Yehuda. He brings down from Dayan Weizatzal, Minchas Yitzchak, Shemutu Lishtamish Bechlei Zchuchis, Shabalua Mishar Yisurim. He also says you can use a glassware that had been used for other Yisurim. However, you have to do Hagola. Shirak Bepesach Achmiru Mishum, Shem Lo Natu Lagilo, Lo Yufsad Habalim Bekach. The other, by Pesach, no big deal, you won't use it for Pesach. But for other Yisurim, it would be a huge loss if you can't use this anymore, so you allowed Hagola. Kivishiochu lanichu adlacha Pesach, with Pesach, so wait till after Pesach, and then you use it. It's not a great loss. But by other Yisurim, if we say you can't use it, it never goes away. And therefore, he was mekel in regards to the other Yisurim, ain lahachmir bedover, and you don't have to be machmir. Finally, in the last paragraph of this footnote, he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shemutu lishtamish besuda besoris bekoso shibshtamshu behem l'cholov cham ba'oswa yom. So you had a hot cup of coffee with milk in the morning, and then you rinse it out, and in the evening you could have fleishach meal and use that cup. And ultimately, the bottom line is that you don't have to be machmir over here. He says, the harchoko ben basul l'cholov ain tzorach lahachmir b'klei zechuchas. That doesn't apply with glass. The issue footnote number 134 talks about Pyrex. So he says Pyrex is really made like from a type of glassware, and he says it's also beofen shiuchol lamot al gabia eish. You can put it directly on the fire. Vein chashash shem yipoka. Here we're not concerned that it's going to break. So Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down shemo lachshira de agola. Here there is no concern that you won't do a proper agola, and you can kasher it via agola. Shekivin sharoma lohich min b'shuches elamachmas aminog. Says the whole minog that the Ramah brings down is not to use the chuches, but min hadin you technically could. So he says yesh lahakel bepyrex shaloh yob bin yamav, because it wasn't around during the days of Ramah, so we are allowed to go and kasher it with Hagola. And he brings down from Tzid Pesach Frank as well, brought down by Rav Aldenberg Zatzal in the Tzitz Eliezer, Sherotzel Ashir LePesach, Yagilin Sholosh Pam. You can go even kasher Pyrex by doing Hagola three times. On the other hand, the Maran Brisk disagrees, and he says you can't be Mako by Pyrex any more than you can by other glassware. The Ein Lachshir LePesach, and you shouldn't kasher it for Pesach. Finally, it brings down the glass stove pops that are now very popular. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Ein hesek hakirayim, that the stove heat doesn't kasher it. Shekivin shenogim bo atavshilim neshpochim betadirus, because stuff constantly spills on them from the pots. Tunehi libun gomer, you have to do libun gomer, and he says the regular hesek over here is not considered libun gomer. So just turning on those burners to the highest extent doesn't kasher them. Now we go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says, "V'chein kli kesef, if you have silverware, sheyesh besochen hituch zechuche shekorin gishmelt, so you have some sort of a plating on it that is made out of a glaze like, so ein lagilo, you can't do a gol on them. However, avol b'mchutz, if it's only on the outside, ain't a masik, that doesn't ruin it." The Mishnah Berurah explains, "As if cotton kufnun zayin, kedin klei zechuches, we treat it over here like zechuches, which we brought down, the Rambam was machmen that you can't do the zechanal, as we just said. Sivkat kufnuches, but if it's only on the outside, which does that mean? Hainu, the Mishnah says, Bein shoya al gufa kli mimbuchutz, only on the outside, or even shoya milamala al kisui o al yado. If it was on the lid or on the handle, that's not a problem. Sivkat kufnuches, ain't a mazik. Why is that? She'ain mishtam shemekelim chashuvim ka'elu beroschin etzelech. Because the minog was, they wouldn't use this, it wasn't practical to use these very fancy utensils near the open fire. She'echosh, because you'd be concerned, da'ideze, by doing so, nivla chometz will call a kli. The chometz will get inside the entire kli, and that would be a problem. And therefore, vayide eru yisheru l'socha roskin. And therefore, if you only have pouring into it the hot stuff, ha'ena mavliya rakide klipa, that will only absorb within it a klipa's worth, a small amount, v'lo nichnas b'liyas ha'chometz l'socha schuchas klal, and won't get into the schuchas at all. And therefore, lochein mahani hagola kishar kli matkos. It will work like with any other glassware to do hagola, v'chanal b'siv chofe, as we learned in yesterday's shir. That concludes Sif Chavav. Now we go to the last Sif, Sif Chav Zayin. Shpud Yoshan, you have a spit that it's been used for chometz thicker stuff. Shalu bo ofos bepesach, that was used to go and now cook on Pesach, a bird. So mutar, this is allowed. You don't say that the spit, the chometz that was in the spit, went into the bird and it's making the bird also for Pesach. Even though afa pisha mikodin tzolu b'basum aluach mimela shelo nivdach, even though this spit was used all year long to go and roast meat, and that meat was salted, and the salt might have had chametz inside the salt, we wasn't checked to guarantee that there was no chametz. Mishmur explains in sivkat and kuf samach rotz lomar shebechol hashana tzolu b'basum aluach b'mela shelo nivdach b'piru chametz. All year long you used it, and there may have been chametz in the salt because you didn't check. V'avshim ha'yedu alana shelo b'mela chametz, and even we know for certain that there was chametz over there. Afa pisha yolif ne pesach. Was used before Pesach, mikol makom ha'yosur. It should be no good. However, atosh ain't yadulon. But now that we don't know, misfekel lo machzikinon isura shayachomitz alakli. We don't have to go and answer it after the fact. If you actually used it for real chametz over here, some sort of a knish or other chametz, you go and sheyivshu olav lechem afilu mashu. If you dried on it bread, even a mashu, then velo libnu. If you didn't do in between bein time a libun afshigili, even though you did hagola, and then now v'yachakach tzolul olav bebasav pesach, and now you used it to go roast something on Pesach here af b'diavad also because it was vaday chametz. But if there's outstanding circumstances over here for financial loss, or it wasn't at least used within 24 hours, then if you did Hagola, it would be acceptable with the Eved. As long as you have more than 60 against any potential Blias that still might have been left behind. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Miyu, Ein Lahati Rak B'dievet. The only Het over here is B'dievet. L'chatchila, you shouldn't do this. Then he adds, V'chein HaBarzos, the stoppers, Shebechovio Shoyayin, that are on the top of a wine barrel or a bottle, Nogin Ladicha. He brings out from the Ogre and the Maril that you should go rinse them off. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Kusafal, these Barzos, why are they chametz or concerned? It may shemishamshim b'hem yadayim hamidu b'akim mechametz. Since you used it and you had shmalti chametz on your hands, possibly, so we're concerned about it. And therefore, noagin ladichon sivkat and kuf samach beis. The Mishnah says, v'tov yosel likach barzus chadoshos. Ideally, unless you can't get it, there's no way to get it, you should use special Pesach Dika stoppers over here. Shema ha'yakvar ha'barzo b'chavish l'shecha, because maybe it was already in a beer thing and it really absorbed chametz, and you shouldn't use that same thing. The Rambam continues, he says, V'cheinu eitzim shetochvim behem kli shesiyo. They apparently put some sort of a wooden stick over here inside the glasses. I'm not sure if it's like a stirrer. I really don't fully understand what this exactly is. So these sticks over here, tzrichim hadocha losum behem ken l'pesach. If you want to use them for Pesach, you have to go and rinse them out carefully. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Samach Gimel, because we're talking here, this clay shesia that you use these wooden sticks with, shoshecho v'shayayin srat, they were used for beer and for liquor, and therefore they would potentially absorb some chametz. V'hainu b'mokum shetochavim behem tocha kli, they would put these sticks inside the kli. V'lo b'esayah, but not talking about putting it on the handle. Again, I don't exactly fully understand that. It brings us down from the El Yerabah. Then he says, u'barazor shebechov yoshecho, if you have these stoppers over here that were in these barrels or bottles of beer, im tochavu be made dvash. If he then used it for dvash on Pesach, v'shoa me'eslais, and it stayed there for more than 24 hours, then the made dvash over here, this mead, also ha made dvash, v'shivano, you can't get any benefit from it. V'meino ben yomo, yesh loke, but if it's not a ben yomo, then you can be meko. V'yom abarzu sholyayin srap, it was used for liquor, af be'eino ben yomo also, because it's so strong, v'ap banoi, and it's not only also to drink it, it's even also by noah, brings off a pure garden. Finally, Odevi, Bishem, Ashori, Knesset, Gdola, clay, parpuri, shakur, and porcelain. Din Shulcharis has the same halacha as earthenware, Yeshlam, lo, clay, schuchas. And we don't treat them like clay schuchas, we treat them definitely like clay charis. With this, we conclude the beautiful Simon Tov Nun Aleph and today's shir.